This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is finally Friday and August 1st. Happy August. Here's what's trending.
What's trending is Justin Timberlake announcing that he has Lyme disease. Dealing with that. Been diagnosed with Lyme disease. Shared the news on Instagram post yesterday. Commemorating his Forget Tomorrow tour, which wrapped up in Turkey on Wednesday. The Eastern European leg, hasn't been awesome. His first and only stop in Romania got panned last week, and you probably saw footage of him kind of, I don't know, he was on stage. It was definitely Justin Timberlake. There wasn't a lot of singing, not a lot of dancing. Justin added that the disease can be relentlessly debilitating, both mentally and physically. He wrote that he considered ending the tour early when he was diagnosed, but decided that the joy of performing brings me far outweighs the fleeting stress my body is feeling, so I'm glad it kept going. Tour is done. Now he talks about it. Lyme disease is transmitted generally by ticks, deer ticks. If you ever had a deer tick on you, they're difficult to get off. You can't just brush them off like you can most bugs. Can cause flu-like conditions, neurological problems, joint pain, if left untreated. Like if you don't know you got bit by a tick and you got Lyme disease, when it's untreated, no antibiotics, it festers, gets worse in the body.
Isn't that
and can
what
cause
Avril
some serious problems.
Avril
she
Lavigne
dealt with
has?
It big time.
Yeah,
I don't know if she still has it, but she did get back to touring.
Yeah, with Lyme disease, you don't necessarily get over it. But the one thing, you know, and if he in fact has Lyme disease, I feel bad because I know it can be very serious if for some people and you just don't know who it's going to affect more or less. But it just kind of feels coincidental that he was getting all of this like, well, he's really, you know, just mailing it in on tour. And then he comes out with this and throws, you know, plays the health card. This is why I'm not feeling good.
He's going to lie about that. It did seem convenient timing, sure, but I think also maybe he just kind of held off on letting people know to finish out the tour because it seems like when he was diagnosed, it was so close to the end of the tour. There were a handful of dates left.
The only thing he could do to make this better is change the name of the tour to Friends Helping Friends and ask the other guys that were in sync with him to help him finish the tour because he has Lyme disease and pay them some money and
bring
make everybody happy. You know, bring a buddy. The Bring Some Buddies tour, you know?
Sure. They are available.
Is
call O-Town, see what they're up to.
No,
it
I don't
is
think
treatable
it is.
If it's the wheeze. It's
kind
every
of.
Case is different.
Oh.
If it's left too long, undiagnosed, untreated, then it gets worse and it can lead to, like, you can't
move
your face. Facial paralysis is one of the main effects.
Yeah. The virus stays, I believe, inside of you. Like, it's not something that goes
treatable.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's curable.
Yes. Yes.
So there's that. Strong rains along the East Coast yesterday. New York City got it bad. Washington, D.C. got it bad. Philly. There were flooded roads, highways, flash flooding, emergencies called in areas that were getting inches of rain over a very short period of time. Manhattan's Grand Central Terminal, water pooling on the floor of the terminal. bus stations flooded. Riders, and you know, New York City is much more public transit centric than Buffalo is. Riders along the Long Island bound commuter trains were evacuated by firefighters as the floodwaters rose. People climbing to get out of subway stations. It was a treacherous evening along the East Coast. We got some of the rain earlier in the day, but didn't really affect us that much. Diddy filing a motion to overturn the convictions, and he'd like a new trial, please. Also, before he's sentenced, he'd like to be out, please, on a $50 million bail. So don't know if any of this goes through, but he did file the motions through his legal team. Back to the Buffalo Niagara International Airport, where a drunk guy stole a golf cart and drove it down the moving walkway. And this was all caught on video. It was a pretty quiet day at the airport. 29-year-old man named Kevin from Wyoming crashed through the glass panels during a 1 a.m. joyride, again, a quiet time at the airport. He was eventually tackled by officers at the airport, but if you haven't seen the video, there he is. He gets on one of the little golf carts they got at the airport. And, Jamie, he works it down. You know the moving walkway?
Oh, yeah.
Not the escalator, but the move of people thing?
Yeah, it's like it goes towards the Southwest flights.
Yes.
Well, to the left. You go through security,
turn
left.
He drives the golf cart on that thing, and the golf cart doesn't quite fit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that would be wide enough.
No. So there's two wheels kind of up on the stainless steel guidey thing on the left. Yep. And he's just having a good old time. And keeps bumping into things. People are yelling at him, filming him, you know, as you do.
Mm.
Hold on, before I help you, let me film you. And he now faces multiple charges.
Who did Needles larceny. Get him? Because he's there.
Who?
Needles. He's there, Mark.
Yeah, he's busy checking your bags.
I know. Well, no, he's doing the TSA stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He checks the bags. No, he checks through your bags to make sure that you're a safe.
Right, but couldn't he run after a guy who stole a golf cart or somebody else? Yeah.
Physically
looks like he's in good shape.
You could say he could get the presidential fitness test and pass no problem. Yeah, he's at the airport. Trump yesterday reminding you he has zero history with Jeffrey Epstein wants to bring back the presidential fitness test for American school children. It was created in 1966 to keep people healthy. It disappeared in 2012 for whatever reason. In a ceremony in the Roosevelt Room of the White House, Trump signed an order reestablishing the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, as well as the fitness test. And it's all part of a fitness, and it's all being administered by the Health Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So there it is. Harrison Bucker got a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Got eyes on Harrison Bucker at this point. There you go. That was all out of the White House. They're also announcing a grand new $200 million ballroom at the White House because that's what we need at this time. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:24.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.